I think if you're involved, I don't think I need to be involved unless there's a questionable or just blatantly disregard or, you know, things that would flag that he needs, somebody needs to talk to him. But I think normal routine, math and science, and if he's, you know, not writing about bad things, then I think the grading can flow from Tommy to you. And if it needs a higher or critical thinking, then Dr. Jim directly. As far as the rubric goes, I think if there's not a rubric that was in the NAN flow workflow, inside, you know, the professor's workings in there somewhere, then I think it just made it up as it went. It's probably a good idea to have a rubric so that way Tommy can explain things better. But I don't have a, if I did have a rubric, I don't have it anymore that I know of. And actually, you might even be able to look through my ChatGPT exports. I think if I did have a rubric, then I probably had it generated there. The Friday papers to Dr. Jim, deep grade versus Tommy, quick grade. Yes, I like that. Maybe even Tommy could do a quick grade and then send it to Dr. Jim and we could compare it. Dr. Jim could put add some notes on there as well. Which model grades what? I think I don't know. We need to talk about that. I need to know what you think on that. And how does Xavier Reed get his feedback? Well, that's what we need to talk about too. So answer those questions and we'll continue. We'll do 4 and 5 here in a second if we need to.